My name is Nina Allen Sonoran, and I am 17 years old. Today is November 28th, 2018. I'm speaking here today with Rosalie Allen Sonoran, who is my mother. She immigrated here to the United States when she was 30 years old, and we are recording this interview in Norfolk, Virginia. All right, so everyone in our family knows that you immigrated to the United States. Could you describe your first experience here?
In 2001, January of 2001, I moved to the U.S. to join my husband, who was then doing his medical training in New York. He was a fellow in New York University. I remember it was very, very cold. It was my first time to experience such cold weather. And it was my first time to be wearing layers and layers and layers of clothing because I was not used to the temperature. And I also remember 2 weeks after I got to New York, actually we lived in Forest Hills in Queens, New York. My husband decided to bring me to Maine. And can you imagine how I felt? Going to Maine, it was freezing cold. I had tons of layers, and yet I survived. I enjoyed the lobster, I enjoyed the food, and I enjoyed shopping. So fast forward 9-10 months later, or whatever, I had my first child, Nina. And quite interestingly, a month before she was born, 9/11 happened. I was in New York when the fatal attack on the Twin Towers happened. So my husband was working in NYU. All of them were on call. They had to leave everything, put everything down to make sure that they are ready for whatever is to come from that fatal event. I remember... people were not allowed to go to the city, Manhattan, because we live in Queens. We had to get special pass to go to the city. So my first experience going to the city the week after 9/11, it was horrible. People were quiet. I mean, you're talking New York. You expect honking of cab drivers and rowdy drivers here and there, but it was quiet. Seemingly, people were just feeling the intensity of such horror and of such an act. And then when I was walking to the hospital, my obstetrician was working in NYU. There were tons and tons and tons of images on the walls of people missing. Families were crying, and you could see candles left and right. And an image that, I mean, no words can even describe that. So it was one thing for me to experience that being my first time in the U.S. and having to experience such an event. Anyway, that takes another story, my 9/11 experience. But a month later, of course, I bore my first child. She's Nina. She was born in New York, and I was a happy mom. And then we lived there till the summer of 2000 then we moved to Texas for then another training for my husband, who was doing interventional pulmonology and over at MD Anderson Cancer Center. So we stayed for a year. Again, it was another experience for me, coming from a cold weather state, moving to Texas where it's so hot and it's so, there's so much land and so much pollution, I think I would say. We live in Houston, so the area was kind of a big change from New York, where all the buildings were together. So we lived there for a year, and then after which we moved to North Carolina, wherein, you know, my husband had to do some, to work in a suburban, in a rural place. We live in North Carolina for how many years? About, I think it was 5 years. I think it was 4 or 5 years, after which we moved to Virginia. All again because my husband found a job here. He eventually joined a medical group with Sentara. He was a he became the medical director for the pulmonary group in the Sentara Princess Anne. So well, Virginia is a good place. I like it, and this is where we are right now. My kids are all here in North Carolina. I had another child, Bianca, and then another child also by the name of Enzo. So all of us moved here to Virginia in 2009-ish, about 9-ish or 2010.
Okay, the next question is, can you describe your childhood experience growing up in the Philippines?
Well, I grew up in a very strict and very conservative family. I was the only girl and the youngest of 4 children. And having said that, my parents were very protective of me. And I was not allowed to do many things like most kids are allowed to do these days, especially here in the US. I spent my time focusing on my studies, and I was not allowed to do a lot of any sport activities because my parents fear that something might happen to me. So I am a girl who you would say is pretty much a home buddy, and I help with chores and I help with anything in the house. And but the good thing about growing up in the Philippines is we had nannies, so we could afford having 1 or 2 nannies, or we could afford having a driver bring us to different areas. But I can say that that did not help us to be independent, whereas here in the US, because you don't have that much help with regards to chores and stuff like that, back home you can rely on people. We call them like our help at home to help us with whatever we needed to do. So it's pretty much, in a way, spoon feeding, but that didn't mean that I didn't do anything at home. And then, and of course, growing up with 3 boys, 3 older boys, I had to play their games. I had to play games that boys play, like I would play basketball with them. I would play ball games or whatever you can find in a board games that are for boys. And I had of course no one would play dolls with me, and I guess I can say, you know, growing up there has helped me, I guess, try to impart that way of living to my kids here in the US. Sometimes my kids don't understand whenever I tell them this is how I grew up, these are the values, but still I still try to make them understand my culture, because they are essentially part of that culture even though they were born here in the US. And I try to make them value everything that I teach them from the way I grew up, and what my parents have taught me, all the lessons, all the values, and even all my experiences that I had in the Philippines, I would impart to them, and hopefully, and I'm hoping up till now that they would remember and treasure them, and I hope they would one day try to at least stay and visit the Philippines to experience the culture to a longer extent than their regular short visit to the Philippines.